Skidmore College will be hosting two presentations of Life in a Jar today and tomorrow. Life in a Jar tells the story of Irina Sendler, a Polish Catholic social worker who assisted in hiding over 2,000 Jewish children who had been living in the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II. While the play dramatizes Jewish life in the Warsaw Ghetto during the war, it relays as importantly the heroic story of the righteous Gentiles who put their lives and that of their families at grave risk to save others by forging documents and hiding and placing Jewish children in convents and Polish homes. The impact of this project are many, including the book Life in a Jar, the Irina Sendler Project. The author of that book is Jack Mayer. Jack is going to be taking part in a Q&A following both performances of the play, and it's a great honor and pleasure to have him before our microphones this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe, for inviting me.
Very nice to have you here. All of this, again, taking place at Skidmore College today and tomorrow. How did you get involved? Because the whole, as you say in the book, this project, the chronology of this project is really quite fascinating. It's been going on for
15
quite
years.
Quite a few years. Decade and a half. So how did it begin and how did your involvement begin?
Well, I'm a pediatrician in Vermont, and I'm a German Jew. I was born after the war. My parents narrowly escaped the Holocaust. Some others of my family did not. So the Holocaust has been a subject of interest to me throughout my life. In 2001, I received a copy of the calendar from the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, which had a picture of Irina Sendler in it. And it had a brief paragraph saying that she had rescued 2,500 Jewish children from the Warsaw Ghetto. And I looked at this and I said, I never heard of her. Everybody knows Oskar Schindler, who rescued 1,100 Jews from a German concentration camp in Poland. Why don't I know Irina Sendler? So I kept this calendar in my desk in a file that I label interesting stuff. And I put it away, and there it sat for 3 years. And then in 2004, I came into my office one night to see a child, and on my desk is open a copy of the Ladies Home Journal, which I don't keep in my waiting room. And and it was open for me to read this article about three teenage girls from Kansas who discovered the forgotten story of Irina Sendler and brought her story to the world, and more specifically to Poland. And I called their teacher to just talk with them about this. And I've been a closet writer for most of my life. And he said, well, it's serendipitous you should call because we're looking for someone to write the story both of Irina Sendler and her wartime heroism and of these Kansas kids and what they did. And I went out to visit them in 2004 and just fell in love with the girls and the project.
What is fascinating about the project is that while they're working on this, I think there's a general assumption that Irina had passed.
Yeah.
And then they find out that she's very much alive.
Yeah.
And she becomes a part of the project.
Yeah. And it's this wonderful, what was so compelling for me about this story is that it's two stories, that it's this historical record of Irina Sendler and what she did, and this contemporary story of these three ordinary American teenagers and how they started as students of history and really became agents of history. When they found that Irina was still alive, much to their surprise, they went to Poland, started performing this play in Poland, and had been back many times. And just their going back to Poland, first time they went was in 2001, created a big stir in Poland. And it really helped to crack open the silence about the Holocaust in Poland, and has helped to foster the Polish-Jewish dialogue about the Holocaust in Poland.
I have a couple et cetera questions that I want to ask, and then I'll get back on target here. But one is, Life in a Jar has a very interesting history in itself, that title, mm-hmm. which comes from...
Irina and her network, when every child that was rescued, she recorded their Jewish name, And their Polish name, they all had forged documents and where they were staying because the underground supplied the foster families and convents and orphanages with support payments, and buried these lists of these names in a jar under an apple tree. Only Irena and one of her co-conspirators knew where this was, so it was hidden. So the girls, the Kansas girls, when they started doing this National History Day project, which was the start of this in the year 2000, they called the play Life in a Jar to honor these lists. Irena kept these lists because she said she wanted these children to know their Jewish names. It was important for her that as they grew up, that they knew their heritage, that they knew who they were.
Irena Senwer passed away in 2008, but very much got to see the power of this, didn't she?
She did. She, at the time that this project started, her son had just died. She was depressed. Everybody who knew her thought she was going to die. She was 90 years old when that happened.
Yeah.
When the girls found her and they started this lovely, poignant, tender relationship with her in 2001, it was like putting a wilted flower into water. She just blossomed, and what was so important for her was that the story of these other rescuers be told. She would reject the notion that she was a hero, and you couldn't call her a hero.
Yeah.
But she was very intent on having the story of the rescue network, and incidentally, this is a story about women and in the resistance. Most stories of resistance and partisans are about men and fighting. This is a story of women and rescue. And 9 of the 10 social workers in her network were women. Most of the liaisons, Jewish and Catholic, who helped to rescue these children were young women. And these three girls in Kansas were the ones who rescued the rescuer.
How did which came first, the play or the book? So how did that work?
Yeah, the play came first, and the play was part of National History Day, which is a high school program for history. And that was first in 2000. And there, the teacher of these kids, Norm Kennard, who is a remarkable educator and really carries a lot of the credit for the power of this project, has sponsored National History Day programs in the school he was teaching in at that time for years. Incidentally, this school that it came out of is one of the poorest schools in Kansas. It is a small high school, Uniontown High School, had 120 kids. There had never been a Jew in this school. There had never been a person of color in this school. There had never even been a Catholic in this school. So this was as undiversified a school as you could find. And yet, these three ordinary teenage girls produced this really history-changing project. It was after 2004, when I first met them, that I started writing the book, and it took about 6 years.
And the book is about the project as a whole, of what these girls did, of what, mm-hmm. Obviously, Irena's story as well, but yes. Also about the project and bringing it to the fore.
Exactly. It's the girls' story, the high school girl story bookends Irena's story of what she did in the ghetto.
There is a performance this afternoon from 3 to 4:30 at Skidmore College. It's at in the Filene Concert Hall. Mm-hmm. And if you go to skidmore.edu, you can find out more information about this event. It's skidmore.edu. And then there is a performance tomorrow night at 7 o'clock tomorrow. And from my understanding, tickets are selling briskly for both. So if you want in, you should probably do something quickly.
Yes. And I think there are just a couple of tickets left for today's performance.
For this
and
afternoon,
I
yes.
think the Saturday one may be sold out already. But please call Skidmore.
Call and find out.
Find out.
Skidmore.edu, and you can find out more information about Life in a Jar. So you will be there and will be taking part in a Q&A following the performance. And when it comes to those Q&As, assuming you've done these before, mm-hmm. what are they like? What do people want to know? What do people ask about this incredible story?
Well, one of the things, at just about every time I talk about this book, someone in the audience reveals that they were either hidden as children, or someone in their family was hidden during the war, during the Holocaust, or that they their family were rescuers. Other questions that I'm often asked are about the particulars of rescue, how it was accomplished, particulars about the kids, about the three girls who started this project, and I think this is really one of the educational dimension of this project is really critical, because how we teach the Holocaust, and questions often come up about Holocaust education,
sure,
is really critical, because this is a generation now, it's another generation removed from the Holocaust. And what so compelled me about this story was that it is a contemporary story as well as historical. And it's a contemporary story about teenagers who are not unlike any teenager anywhere really in the world. And these kids, I hope that this project and this book inspires other young people to think that every act of repair, every act of kindness is part of changing the world, the way these girls have changed the world, and changed the dialogue of Polish-Jewish relations.
And we should note there's going to be the performance also at the in Chicopee, in the Jewish Federation of Western Massachusetts in Chicopee, on March 29th at 1:30 at Elms College in Chicopee, which also, of course, in our region. Are you doing any other events? I know there was some.
Norm Kennard, the teacher, and I are going to be going out to Indiana to Purdue University in about 2 weeks to be part of the Great Lakes Holocaust Remembrance Conference there.
And being part of that.
We talk about this book a lot, and it spreads from person to person.
It's sure it
really
does.
One of these projects that inspires people when they read it. And
well, it's Life in a Jar, the Irena Sendler Project, and it is going to be performed at Skidmore College this afternoon at 3 o'clock and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And you can find out more information by going to skidmore.edu. And again, tickets are scarce. They're running out and may even be sold out in some cases. But just
Free, by the way.
Yeah, free.
It's free.
See, that's why. certainly a lot there. But go to skidmore.edu, and find out more information of how you can get information about the performance. Also, if you go to IrenaSendler.org, it tells about the whole project and the book and everything else, and all the information is there. The book is Life in a Jar, the Irena Sendler Project, and it is by Jack Mayer, and Jack will be doing the Q&A following the two performances at Skidmore in Saratoga Springs, both this afternoon and tomorrow night. Jack, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to meet you and have you on the program.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.